I see a few boys and girls here this morning. And like most families, we had a family gathering over Christmas. I don't know if you can remember that, but and at all family gatherings, you know, there's the adults get together and they sit and reminisce and talk about the past, and then the kids are busy somewhere else with their toys and playing together. And our family gathering was a bit like that, and the kids were in another room and we were sitting talking, and suddenly the door opened, and one of the little Baxter cousins, a female, I hasten to add, came flying in and said, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, Ross said a bad word and he called me names. He was very naughty." And there's always a squealer in the middle, isn't there? You always get one that's going to squeal on you if you're going to do anything bad. So anyway, Ross's mummy was not pleased. And so Ross was duly summoned. "Come you here at once. What did you do? Why did you say that? You should know that you don't say words like that." And he says, "But mummy." She says, "No buts, no buts. You shouldn't do it. You never heard it in the house." And he says, "But mummy, but mummy, but mummy." She says, "No more buts. I don't want to hear you. You were a bad boy and you're going to be punished. But mummy, but mummy." And she says, "But what?" He says, "But mummy, I said sorry, God." And that made it all right. Because he said sorry, God. And of course he got another lecture then. And was told, "Well, that's okay, but you know, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to do it all the time. You can't do it." But you know, wee Ross, he's only a little fella, very, very small. But he had got hold of a truth. That whenever you do something wrong, it's not just against your cousin or your brother or your sister. Sin is sin against God. And you need to learn to say, "Sorry, God." You see, that's what it's about becoming a Christian. It's not just saying, "Sorry, God," but it's being sorry. Being sorry for your sins. Being sorry for all the bad things that you've done. And coming to God and asking Him to forgive you. And you know what? You know what? God has promised that He will forgive us our sins. If we come to Him really sorry, and we ask the Lord Jesus to come into our lives and to forgive us, He will forgive us. So I hope you'll remember that wee story. And remember that you need to say, "Sorry, God." You need to not only say it, but you need to mean it. And continually, even when you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you know, we still do wrong things at times. And we really need to say sorry to God continually for our wrongdoings.